Hello everybody, this is Fiona from IELTSetc.com. Today we're looking at the final part of our reading called The Little Ice Age. And in this part, so this would be the last 5 minutes of your 20-minute allowance for your one text. In this 5 minutes, you have to classify the following events. You have to say in which period they actually happened. So remember in the text, you've got the three periods, which are the medieval warm period, the little ice age, and then the modern warm period. So you've got four sentences, and the sentences are like this. Number one, many Europeans started farming abroad. Number two, the cutting down of trees began to affect the climate. Number three, Europeans discovered other lands. And number four, changes took place in fishing patterns. Well, if this was me, I would quickly jump to find the places that I know of. So I know there's mention of trees and climate change. So I'm going to quickly jump to the paragraph where it says millions of hectares of forest and woodland fell before the newcomers' axes between 1850 and 1890 as intensive European farming methods expanded across the world. The unprecedented land clearance released vast quantities of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, triggering for the first time humanly caused global warming. So that gives me the key that I'm looking for. The cutting down of trees, which is land clearance, and the mention of axes, began to affect the climate. Triggering began to affect the first time humanly caused global warming. So the other thing I would jump to is where it says something about fishing. So I can see it says changes took place in fishing patterns. Well, I would jump to the paragraph about fish, and here it is. I just meant to say that was in the modern warm period then, the climate change. And I suppose that's guessable that the climate change happened in the modern period. So I'm jumping now to where it mentioned fish. And there was a whole paragraph where there was a lot of talk about fish. So I would jump there and look for my evidence. I'm looking for something which says that there were changes in fishing patterns. Well, here it says dried cod and herring were already the staples of the European fish trade, but changes in water temperatures forced fishing fleets to work further ashore. Now, I'd have to double check that because it says changes in water temperatures, not changes in fishing patterns. But because of the water temperatures, this forced the fishing fleets to work further offshore, which means their fishing patterns did change. It's not about eating the fish, it's about fishing, about how they fish. And here it says that they had to go further offshore. This leaves us with two statements, which could be quite tricky unless you look carefully. So number one was that many Europeans started farming abroad. And then number three was Europeans discovered other lands. So you have to decide at which point did they discover the other lands and at which point did they actually start farming abroad. Even though in your head you might think, well, they must have started farming abroad when they moved abroad. But you have to use what's in the text. So in the medieval warm period, it says Norse voyagers from Northern Europe explored northern seas, settled Greenland and visited North America. So that's they discovered other lands. They started farming abroad. Well, this was the modern warm period where it says millions of hectares of forest and woodland fell before their axes. Intensive European farming methods expanded across the world. So go and have a look at my post on Instagram or Facebook today if you're not quite sure. And I've also made a video explanation for this, which is on Vimeo and also on YouTube. Thanks for listening. Post if you have any questions. All the best. Bye.